You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
It is indeed, and Justin Wong brings us a report on the state of international diplomacy in China.
China's recent approach to diplomacy has turned proactive, aggressive, and nationalistic. Just yesterday, in an article published on Politic, New Zealand's Chinese ambassador Wu Xi announced medical shipments were to be made, including the city of Guiyang sending masks, disposable gloves and goggles to its New Zealand sister city Palmerston North. Wu also appeared on TV3's AM show last week and defended Beijing's response to the pandemic, questioned why China was singled out and accused the United States of shifting blame.
Do you accept that your country was slow in reacting?
I don't think so. We make very swift actions. As long as we identified the virus, as long as we reported that to the WHO, we take very swift actions. We locked down Wuhan on the 23rd of January, and very strong prevention and control measures were taken nationwide.
The problem was what happened in the week before you locked it down. In the week before you locked it down, there was a huge amount of activity, and that's where the damage was done.
My question is, in the 2 months after lockdown of Wuhan, what the rest of the world is doing, especially what the United States is doing, in the 2 months after they closed their borders to China? What they are doing.
As the situation in China started to calm down, Beijing's diplomatic wing went on the offensive on a major PR campaign alongside with medical aid. This approach is described as wolf warrior diplomacy, named after a popular nationalistic film. Accusations alongside with conspiracy theories and misinformation are now being spread by Chinese diplomats worldwide and by officials at home. In France, posts titled Observations of a Chinese Diplomat Posted to Paris appeared on the Chinese embassy's website, claiming residents in French retirement homes were made to sign certificates waiving emergency care, while nursing staff abandoned their posts overnight, leaving their residents to die of hunger and disease. It also alleged 80 French parliamentarians have signed a statement supporting Taiwan and launched racist slurs against the Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Myself and other major news outlets so far cannot find any evidence backing those allegations. Jean-Yves Le Drian, France's foreign minister, has summoned Chinese Ambassador Liu Xiaoye to stress Paris's disapproval. The Chinese embassy in Sri Lanka was also temporarily suspended from Twitter last week after a tweet replying to a Sri Lankan critic used undiplomatic language. The Kazakhstan foreign minister also summoned their Chinese ambassador to protest an article claiming that the country wants to join China. Overseas embassies also attacked foreign media's coverage of China's handling and role in the COVID-19 pandemic, claiming anti-Chinese bias. The embassy in Lima, Peru, criticized an article published in Spanish and Peruvian newspapers written by Nobel winner Mario Losa, who said the coronavirus outbreak would have been played out differently if China was a democracy. Beijing also expelled 13 American journalists from the New York Times, Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal in March. German tabloid Bild and the Chinese embassy in Berlin have launched a war of words after the paper ran an article demanding damages of 150 billion euros from China. Back at home, as officials claimed the COVID-19 outbreak was under control, state media started to play up the situation overseas, inflaming a blend of patriotism, xenophobia and racism. The city of Guangzhou, which has an African community that could be as large as 200,000, saw hundreds of African nationals evicted from their homes or being forced into quarantine by officials after 5 Nigerians were tested positive for COVID-19 in early April, with one community leader claiming to the BBC that 98% of Africans are in quarantine. Some hotels, shops and restaurants have also put out notices banning quote-unquote black people from entering. While Beijing has denied accusations of discrimination and insisted it will not affect Sino-African relations, the incident still sparked a diplomatic row. Governments across the continent, including Nigeria, Kenya, Ghana, Uganda and Ethiopia, as well as the African Union, have summoned and protested to their Chinese ambassadors about the mistreatment of their citizens. African ambassadors in Beijing also sent a joint letter to Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi demanding a stop to the discrimination. International skepticism on Chinese handling of the coronavirus outbreak also started to run high. French President Emmanuel Macron told the Financial Times that there were grey areas and things happened that, quote, we don't know about, while British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said last Friday there needs to be a deep dive into reviewing how the virus was spread from China and warned there could not be business as usual in Sino-British relations after the pandemic. With mass diplomacy, propaganda campaigns and blame games going, this is the beginning of a battle of diplomacy and looks like it will be around for some time.
Overseas Experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.